Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio
Network. And today's date is April 4th, 2024.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. People still don't realize it. I don't get it, but they still don't realize it, that it's time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, as it always is. And the world, those who love the world cannot love Yeshua. It's just impossible. Look to that holy city, because of the lots going on. The holy city, Jerusalem, is the time clock. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Did you not hear the sound of the shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight if you haven't already. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Dan, text him. Let him know you're going to call at 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, which updates about the Wichita Mission Church, the radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, folks, I kind of sidetracked there. We are a live radio program which simulcasts live on internationally. It's on some independent FM stations, four different MP3 streams, live video, audio on Twitch, DLive, Twitter, Rumble, YouTube, Bonebridge. It's just out there, and it's even going to increase. And what I do want to say to you folks is I'm already lining up things as you know, I was gone for a while, but we're going to give you better programming. I'm already lining up guests that are going to be coming back and new guests. We're going to increase radio all the way across the board. But let's say this. I just want to tell you, I was listening to Joel Richardson. I've been talking to him. He's going to come back in May right now. He said he'd come back next week. Don't want him back next week. I'm doing the thing in May. But my point is that he's got some really good new information about some things that has been found on Mount Sinai, some paintings and things that also prove that it's Mount Sinai. And so far, there's finally been one real, what you call certified archaeologist, has now went to the site, and just all kinds of things that he's wanting to dig up, but, you know, he can't legally do it yet. But the point is, Mount Sinai, the real Mount Sinai has been found, but there's some really, really things there. And I'll kind of let you in on this one painting that Joel friend's son had stumbled across, and it's a painting of giants fighting with the Israelites, and that detracts a really big battle that you can find in Exodus 19. Anyway, so we got some big things coming for you in May, but in the meantime, building up to that, we're going to give you better programming. So let's thank our listener base.
And worldwide places like Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Moss, Norway, Bangkok, Thailand. And then in the USA, we have Mesa, Arizona, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Salburn, Texas. And last week, the largest group of listeners was Seattle, Washington, that listened to the podcast, which posts to the podcast later tonight, which is our archive site, branch.podomatic.com, branch.podomatic.com.
Okay, folks. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. We pray the blood of Yeshua over this program in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. Now our song. That's the end of the song. Okay. Well, amen and amen. We got some good programming for you today that I found and really going to enjoy it. First, we're going to start off with this demonic thing. I mean, in one sense, it's kind of funny, but it's not funny because it shows you how sick and deprived the world is. And
I don't even know what it would look like.
On the
I don't even want to picture it. That's impossible to picture.
Well, go ahead.
A Canadian man in an illegal battle to get a free vaginoplasty while keeping his penis intact.
Okay, stop a second.
What?
Okay, yeah, what? And you know what? Nowadays, and I, folks, when we start on a new program, I think I'm going to do one program a week, and I'm going to entitle it things. Just going to entitle it as a podcast for Canada, because the guy in charge over there in Canada he's just a sick puppy. He is completely demonized, and you wouldn't believe the crazy things that are happening in Canada. Us in America used to joke about Canadians all the time, you know, but I really feel for you folks that are over there in Canada. I really, really do. You got to get rid of this guy, and I don't know how you're going to do it. We've got a guy here that we need to get voted out ourselves. So, but this is just nuts. But let's see what this is. The guy wants to keep his penis. So, this. Do you know what somebody with a female and male thing is? It happens at birth sometimes. You know what it's called?
I don't remember, but yeah, I know that it happens at birth sometimes.
It's called a morphidite.
Yeah, morphidite.
That's what it is. So now these people.
But I can't even picture what it would look like.
Well. Thank goodness, and neither can I.
I don't think I want to.
But the people need to know. This is how, and they can't. That's mental illness. That is mental illness. But you point to mental illness, and you go, wait a minute. Not really mental illness. It's demon influence or demon possession. That's what it really is. That's the reality. Go on, let's hear what it's got to say.
Okay, according to Canada, it sets a rule on a case as to whether the state must pay for a vaginoplasty on a man who wants to keep his penis intact. According to the National Post, the legal battle could lead to more requests for individual customized and unorthodox gender-affirming surgeries. While reflecting a small but growing demand for knee surgeries for people who identify as non-binary, meaning neither exclusively female nor exclusively male.
Okay.
Baloney.
Right. Niche means small number. Right. That's the best way to get it. You demand for a small number of surgeries for people. This is overwhelming sickness, and we need to pray for these folks. But let's go on. Let's hear the rest of it.
Okay. The individual who is known only as KS is a biological male who claims to have experienced gender dysphoria since he was a teen. However, his doctor contends that he feels neither male nor female and would therefore like to have both a penis and a vagina. It is very important for KS to have a vagina for her personality interpretation of her gender expression, but she also wishes to maintain her penis. His doctor wrote in a letter to Ontario's health insurance plan, supporting his request for state funding. KS is feminine, but not completely on the feminine men. End of the spectrum. And for this reason, it's important for her to have a vagina while maintaining a penis. Wow. Okay. Whatever.
People might say you want to, you know, that she's wanting to have their cake and eat it too, but I don't know if that's proper to say that in this environment.
Oh my goodness.
That is totally beyond. It's just completely nuts. But it isn't nuts, you know. Just read this thing right here. I want to
Christians must defeat the unholy takeover of American society. Christians must conform and defeat this unholy takeover of American society. So charges a report at the Federalist following the latest anti-Christian stunt by Joe Biden.
Okay, and so
I know what this is leading up to.
Yeah, and we're not gonna read it. We're gonna talk about it. So what did Joe Biden pull over the weekend? You know, we had a hard, as Messianic, we had a hard time kind of, first made us kind of laugh, but then it really is serious. Go ahead.
He declared Easter Day recognition for LBGQIXOY or whatever the heck they call it.
Oh, the alphabet.
Yeah. He made it their recognition day. So, yeah. Whatever.
We're not going to say what Frank said. He says he has something he could tell us to do it, so it wouldn't be appropriate for radio.
Right?
It wouldn't be appropriate, but I get it, Frank. I get it. I don't know if that'd even be, probably, unless...
Hey!
Yeah, I gotta stop on
that one.
Don't
hit the table.
Anyway, but going back to that, so, listen, well, we don't keep Easter, of course. Here's a case in point. It's still, Easter is representing of Christianity, you know, major Christianity. Most everybody called it Resurrection Week and all that. And while we all know that Passover is the real thing here, it shows you the attack on Christianity.
That's the big point to it. But also, on the other hand, Easter is a fertility goddess. And so, well, fertility goddess is the same classification. It has so there's an F in your LEBG, you can have the F in there, fertility goddess. So, yeah, it's already evil day because it's a fertility goddess worship. And so,
okay, let's go.
But by accepting it, it's a slam on Christianity. That's the bad thing.
Okay, let's go like this. What she means is, like, and Jonathan Cahn pointed it out in Return of the Gods, the God that represents LGBTQ and all those things that used to do it, and their priest would change. They had the ability, it said, to change from male to female and female to male, and that was what they were. This Christian God worship did was do exactly what's going on with the LGBTQ, blah blah blah, transgender, all that stuff. So, in one sense, it's highly appropriate called it for what it really was.
Right.
Because then the name Easter represents that. That's who that goddess is. And so that's what we mean. Is the celebration of Messiah's resurrection evil? No. In and of itself, it isn't. But you're not even supposed to mention that pagan goddess's name.
Right.
You know, that's what we're to do. But to me, it left the door open by calling, instead of calling it anything else but Easter, to me, by calling it Easter, it opened the door for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was sort of, in one sense, it was kind of the appropriate thing, but it's still inappropriate because it wasn't that they were trying to... Now, the demons behind the scene were, we're claiming, you know, what's rightfully ours because you said Easter. Okay. But what's inappropriate is that it's an attack on mainstream Christianity. And that shows you where it's at. So here's a valuable lesson to you folks. If you're doing something, you want to know how you get under demonic attack and things, that's by leaving doorways open. Leaving the doorway open and calling this holy day, as they want to call it, and by the way, the only one person can set things apart and make it holy is the Father. But here's the point. They opened the door wide open for that to come in because they're calling it, it's like they're calling the goddess.
Right.
You know what I mean? And and if you haven't read Jonathan Cahn's book, if you look for it, you can probably find it online and read it for free, Return of the Gods. And we're going to be talking more about this in great detail because these demonic things are coming back out and people really don't understand how that hierarchy works, but today I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to tell you about it. Anyway, on a kind of not really a funny note, I wouldn't fly on United Airlines or anything. Boeing jets are almost falling out of the sky. Here you had the Secretary of State was forced to take a road trip after one of the Boeing jets the Boeing jet he was riding on broke down in Europe. And while we're not going to get into the article, it's kind of irrelevant, but it's widespread. We've had doors fall off, wheels fall off, bathrooms backed up, and one it might even have been that one, where the bathrooms backed up and even flowed into the cabin, you know, the pilot's cabin, you know. So you had poop all over the place in a Boeing jet, and you people... And what's it come from? What it comes from is quality in the workforce.
Right.
You know, whether it's
and that's in everything out there.
Right, inspectors. You wonder why, you know.
Yeah.
Like my son says, he was telling me about a part that they bought for one of the Jedediah's car, you know, or something, you know. And how they had to send it back a couple of times because both times a brand new part didn't work. You know, that's an auto part, but it's in everything because you have people that don't care about their job at all. They're just there to collect money or to go talk about wokeism or whatever. So the quality of things has went down disastrously. And then, you know, on another note, then you got like California today, it went into effect a few days ago, but they raised the minimum wage over there.
Oh, they did. I mean, here we go. What is it now? $100 an hour?
I think it's $26.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me?
It's not on that page yet. Anyway, it's like $26 an hour, and I posted it over there at Messiah's Branch, you know, prophecyhour.com. But the point is so the fast food places, well, what did they do? They turned around and raised their prices. You know, some items, for like, I think it was McDonald's, all across the board, McDonald's or one of them, raised added $1 to every one of their shakes, you know, which is small, medium, large, whatever. They added $1 to it. French fries at one fast food place was raised almost a dollar twenty for every order of French fries, whether it's small, medium, or large, and so on and so forth. And so, you know, you're not accomplishing anything. See, that's what it does. When you raise wages, you know, that needs to be left to independent.
$10 for a Big Mac? Wow.
In Lodi, California, $10 for a Big Mac. Yeah, and so it's just craziness. You know, they think, oh, we're going to cure the problem. California, you are a great example, sad to say it, of what shouldn't be going on. And it's a disaster. It's a complete disaster.
I'll go look up Kent Rollins and get the Big Mac he made, and I bet you it won't cost me $10.
No, and if you don't know who Kent Rollins is, Rollins,
Cowboy.
L-O, yeah, we call him
Cowboy.
Cowboy
Kent.
R-O-L-L-I...
Isn't that Rollins?
Rollins, one of the two. But go Cowboy Kent Rollins and Barbie and Cowboy Cooking on YouTube. You'll find him,
and
he is really cool. Besides that, he'll teach you how to cook outside. You might be needing to cook outside if we need.
He taught me how to cold smoke.
Yeah. Okay, moving right along, we're going to go to a break. So tell them where they can find us.
You can find all of our breaking news, Wichita Mission updates about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, all of our contact information, and that's all over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com, and we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
And you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour, American Voice Radio Network. Well, we got great things coming for you, but we got a really good program today, so we'll talk on that. Let's real quickly go to the Wichita Mission Church, talk a little bit about that, and get back to our program. Okay. She's looking at me like, okay, what am I supposed to say?
Well, we can use your help if you so wish to help and get a hold of us. We can use everything. I mean, whatever the Lord puts on our heart to donate, then we will take it and make sure it gets a good home.
Amen. And we got a blessing today. What happened a while ago?
We got more towels and soap, hygiene packets for the people and some blankets. And I'm not sure Bibles. I'm not sure what all, but we got a visit from the Mennonites.
Yeah, amen.
So we got stuff to give out.
Yeah, and Mennonites are those ones.
And we got pasta, yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Well, because my son, as you may know, the family tree, Dollar Tree, has decided to go out of business. Well, they had 75% off yesterday. My son said, Mom, they got a bunch of hygiene and medications left. Well, you know, we do that for the people. So I said, well, they closed at 6, and I was in Wichita, and he was in Marion. So I said, well, I'll try to make it there. Well, by the time I got there wasn't that much, but I did manage to get about $136 worth of stuff over there. So I got him some allergy medicine. Was it some Benadryl and some allergy medicine and Rolaids, and I'm not real sure what all I got, but I just took everything that they had left on the shelf that I could get, and it was $136. And then today I went to Peabody one, and I got another $40 worth of medication. So I did get some medication, and then the Lord covered my back because that was going to be my pasta money. And when I got home, the Mennonite lady showed up with my pasta.
Okay, amen. Let me make a clarification. That's Family Dollar and Dollar Tree combined, and that's not all of their stores. That's 1,000 of their stores they said they were going to shut.
And this is just two of them, one in Peabody and one in Marion.
Right, and so we don't know how many of these are stores is left. So yeah, those stores were going out of business. And the biggest factor in that they said was rent.
Yeah, rent. You know?
And they couldn't
well,
pay
I know
the
my son's store went out of business because they were being charged $106,000 a month rent.
I've never heard of such a thing. That's just crazy.
Rent, $106,000 a month.
Anyway, so point being is, but the Wichita Mission Church, we really, 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 really need your help. All these years, the only reason that we've been able to survive is because of donations, just like radio. Everything we do has to donations. Donations keep us on the air. And so.
And everything's going up.
Yeah, and everything's going up except for, I know we've got some really steady people that have donated for years, but while their donations are still there, they haven't been able to raise their donations. And so, you know, we need new people in. And so being off radio for a month or more didn't help. So support us so we can care for the people the Father sends us, men, women, and children from all walks of life who've had a bad break, come to us for help. They're not all a bunch of drug addicts and everything like you see over there in California. This, the amount of the drug addicts and things like that we're getting is a really small percentage of the overall people that we're helping. We don't get any help from government agencies. It's only folks like you that have supported us now that we're on June 24th. We'll start our 25th year.
Actually, it's June 13th.
June 13th?
Yeah.
Okay. So we minister to people in a part of town most people don't even want to drive through. But isn't that where the body of Messiah is supposed to be, is among the sinners and among the poor? We are the last hope for somebody. And folks, we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
Of course. So if you don't wish to help with the poor, again, you're listening to radio. Buck up, folks. I'm talking to you folks that have never made a donation. Hey, make a $10, $20 donation or a $100 donation. Make it today to Talk Radio. When you hear this, pray about it. You like to listen to the program, make a one-time donation. Go over there, and you can donate. Here's how you can donate.
You can donate online by Cash App or over the phone or mailing a check or money order. You can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Right. Okay. I've been wanting to share with the people for a while and trying to find the best words now. A lot of my radio guests have touched on this. Pastor Carl Gallops has touched on it more than, you know, because of his books, he touched on it many times. But I've been looking for a good explanation to be able to share with the people about how things work. And maybe you'll better understand after this. This is something that came from not Charisma News Service, but I can't think of the name of it. But this is by Dr. Roger Barrier. Now, Dr. Roger just recently passed away. So praise the Father. You know, he's gone on to glory. But this is, they had a weekly thing where they write into him and he answers things. And so this is one, and I'm going to do this one, and this is going to be our major push today. Anyway, this is by Dr. Roger Barrier. Preach it, teach it. And this was April 4th, 2024. Here's the letter. It says, Dear Roger, a friend told me that demons rule over the nations. Is that right? Sincerely, Quinn. Okay, so Quinn's the person that wrote into him. So, Dear Quinn, yes, your friend is right. According to the Bible, every nation has one or more demons assigned to wreak havoc on the people in that nation. It is fair to say that every nation also has more than one angel who seeks to bring prosperity to that nation. A tremendous spiritual battle is going on behind the scenes for the good and bad of every nation. That's what people don't see. There's demonic warfare going on. And also these demons or what, when the Bible talks about other gods and things, if you look up and go to the root word of the word, it's Elohims, it's demonics, it's demons. And so when you say that, when they're just praying to a wooden idol, they're not praying to anything. Well, they literally are praying to something, because it's these demons that are answering their prayers and are there. So you have to understand that. We are against these. This will help explain it to you. Daniel 10 records the story of a messenger angel named Gabriel who appears to Daniel as a man. The angel went to answer Daniel's questions about when the 70 years of Babylonian captivity would end. The story really begins in Daniel 9, when Daniel was confessing Israel's sin and praying for forgiveness for his people. While he was praying, the angel Gabriel arrived to give him the answer about God's upcoming plans for Israel. Gabriel told Daniel that his prayer was answered 3 weeks earlier. Well, if the prayer was already answered, why didn't it happen? Well, because angels deliver answers to the prayers. That's how it works. Most people don't understand that. They think it's just like that. It isn't quite like that. While the prayer was instantly answered, the prayer answer wasn't delivered yet. Why? The reason for the delay in getting the message to him was that the prince of Persia engaged Gabriel in battle and impeded his progress. Michael the archangel was dispatched to neutralize the prince of Persia and free Gabriel to continue his journey to deliver God's truth to Daniel. The prince of Persia was a demonic spirit that ruled over the land of Persia. Okay? So as chapter 10 begins, Gabriel tells Daniel that he will soon return again to fight with the prince of Persia. Gabriel tells Daniel that Michael the archangel is the only one assigned to assist Gabriel in his fight together, and they will overcome the prince. Gabriel reveals that his next assignment to fight is to fight with the prince of Persia. So when they get the message delivered, they're going back to fight the battle because it's a consistent thing. And who is Persia? Persia is Iran. And by the way, there's a special report out right now that says that Israel is getting, because Israel attacked one of his generals and killed him in Syria, that they're fixing to retaliate within the next 24 to 48 hours. That could be a really big deal that sets the Middle East on fire, but we'll talk about that probably in the next program with Michael Snyder. Anyway, as described in places like Job 1-2, spiritual battles between demonic and angelic hosts affect Earth and are occurring behind the scenes all the time. So you folks that say you don't need to read the Old Testament, you want to know how all this works, go read the book of Job. When the Bible talks about nations, it's good to remember that oftentimes a synonym for nations would be people groups, you know, different groups of peoples, you know, where you have nationalities of Indians and so on and so forth, okay? Most national lines are artificially drawn. For example, think about Iraq. The Iraqi people live in the southern part of the country. The north is dominated by the Kurds. The Kurdish people overflow into Turkey. Both Turkey and Iraq persecute the Kurds mercifully. As far as people groups are concerned, we have three nations here: Iraq, Turkey, and what some might call Kurdia. The spiritual battles over the nations manifest themselves on earth in economic and social political realms. In other words, all these strives and things that you're seeing, that's all brought on by the angel. And all these things that are causing everything to be upset, like, oh, LGBTQ and all that, what's it being brought on by?
Demons.
Demons. For example, it's hard to imagine the state of Nevada being anything other than demonized. Gambling, prostitution, mafia activities, drunken-inspired weddings, lewd dancing and floor shows, out-of-control use of drugs, alcohol abuse, abortions, broken lives, are more than just the sins of the flesh as described by Paul in Ephesians chapter 4. The demonic strongholds in that state are practically unshakable. That's why you can't move those things, okay? In the biblical tradition, I believe that it's safe to say the prince of Nevada is having a heyday. You know, that makes sense. So you got to look at things. We're trying to get you to look at it from a biblical worldview. While it appears that some demonic spirits are assigned to specific territories, others are free to roam here and there. For example, in Daniel 12:1, we're told that Michael the archangel is a protector of God's people, Israel. Not all God's people live within the boundaries of Israel, so Michael fights to protect God's people wherever they might be at. Okay, the Bible teaches that Satan is the ruler of this present earth. People don't get that either. They say, who rules the world? They say, oh, Yahweh. Well, Yahweh does rule everything, but Satan is the ruler of this earth. That is the God of earth. The Bible says it over and over. But I guess most of you folks just skip over that. One of the clearest indicators of Satan's ruling the nations of the world is revealed during the wilderness temptation of Messiah. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him and instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you, and I've said this so many times, but we'll say it here again. He says, I'll show you all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I'll give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will be all yours. And what I've said so many times over and over, when you go to that, Satan, in order to, Messiah didn't turn around and say to him, well, you don't have the power to do that. You don't own that. He rebuked him in another manner. He agreed he was creature, but he didn't deny that Satan had the power and the authority to give him any nation that he chose. You understand that, folks? So the point is, Yeshua did not challenge Satan's claim. Satan really is the ruler of the present world. That's found in John 12:31 and 16:11. Paul acknowledged it also in 2 Corinthians 3:4. And by the way, this article is up at prophecyhour.com. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel and the glory of Messiah, who is the image of Yahweh. Satan works through fallen angels and organized groups. Satan, just as Yahweh works through people, right? When he wants something done, just like he sent the Mennonite lady, right?
Yeah.
And she gave you the things you did, right? That was an answer in prayer, right?
Right.
Okay, Satan does the same thing.
Right.
He uses people. So in several places in Paul mentions that Satan's kingdom is arranged in demonic hierarchies. We find this call Satan's command structures. Other passages describe demonic levels of organizations found in Romans 8:38, Ephesians 3:10, Colossians 1:6, and Colossians 2:5. But the most complete example is in Ephesians 6:10. Read that.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. But put on the full armor of Yahweh so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of darkness, the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Put on the full armor of Yahweh.
Notice that our fight is not against flesh and blood. Often we feel that we are fighting against people. Paul wants us to know that oftentimes our battles are really with the spirits who are operating in and or around a person.
That's what I told you earlier.
Yeah.
You know, it's not somebody's not always demon possessed, but influenced by them. And even, and there's the kicker. You know, if you have a doorway open, a Christian can be influenced, not possessed. A real Christian can't be possessed. If you have the Holy Spirit within you, you're not going to get possessed. But you can be influenced by a demon, by the people the demon would use around you.
And your flesh never gives up on you, believe me.
Oh, yeah, and there's a big deal, and that's what I've said so many times. People don't get it. They say, well, it was the devil that did it. Well, yeah, it's a strong possibility it was the devil or one of these demonic forces, but there's also a really strong possibility.
Like this rest of this article says, of course, battles are not always demonic struggles. Many times we're just fighting with the flesh.
Yeah, fighting with the flesh. Go ahead.
Okay, we might describe the rulers as the generals who rule over the nations. They develop strategies and tactics designed to wreak havoc in the nation. We might describe the authorities as full colonels who have the responsibility and authority to fulfill their general orders. And we might describe the powers as the lieutenants and the non-commissioned officers who are actually involved in on-the-ground combat. We might describe the forces of evil as the corporals and privates who follow the powers into the battle. And Yeshua taught that some demons are more powerful than others. They are obviously higher up the ladder. Yeshua said that some can only be forced out with prayer and fasting. Others are easier to dislodge.
Right. So there you have it, folks. There's a hierarchy. These things, you know, it's what's going on. And it's a spiritual battle.
I've seen the spiritual. I've been opened up to the spiritual world. It's real.
Yeah, and what we mean by, and once you do, you get, how would you do that, people say? Well, first by acknowledging it that it's real. You know, once you acknowledge that it's real, and you know, you pray about it, and you know, we've seen it manifested, whether it's been throwing out of demons. We both saw actually physical demons in a hospital.
Yeah, just recently, but we've seen them throughout the whole years. We've seen them. Our kids have seen them. They've seen red-eyed monsters. They've seen. I've seen trash dumpsters talk, and I've seen all kinds of stuff. My son was put in shock when we cast a demon out of another 12-year-old boy. He actually seen the demon come out, and then when he got home, because he couldn't move, he just fell and he couldn't move. But when he got home, said draw us a picture of it. It was a big Sasquatch looking guy,
yeah,
on the side of the building that he's seen.
Yeah.
Because guess what? When they can't get you, they go after who's close to you, and who was close to us are kids.
Yeah, and so there's a kicker too. People might say, "Well, why am I being attacked by a demon?" Well, are you? It's like that, you know. Demons aren't. See, we talk about them strategizing things. They go, "Okay, well, if we can't get that person,
then we get somebody close to them."
Right. If we can't get that person personally, their armor's too great, well, let's go after maybe a child of theirs, or go after a funding source for that ministry.
Right. Let's just
or
crash
a rumor or something like that, you know? And so, you know, that's one of our greatest attacks right now is he's after our funding, you know what I mean? But every time it does, and you know, there's been a replacement, we're being able to make it, but there's a spiritual battle, and then, well, why? You guys aren't important. Well, you think that it isn't important for the souls of people. You know, we're fighting a battle. Like the book's going to talk about that I'm writing, unto the least of them. Yeshua says, whenever you did it unto the least of these, you did it unto me. So whenever we help these people, it's like helping Yeshua. Every time I have the attitude that every time I serve a plate of food, that plate of food, it's like handing it to Yeshua, because that's what he says. When I give him a coat or a blanket, I'm making Yeshua warm.
Right.
And so, you know,
Right.
And the devil sends demonic people all the time. They come in and maybe they're not demonic, but they're being influenced by demons because of bad attitudes and things. But the good always outweighs the bad. But it's a battle. That's a spiritual battle that's going on. Do you think that Satan the devil enjoys that we're telling you how it works with them right now? He didn't like that. He didn't like that we're exposing him right now. And I'll tell you what, here's another thing. Sure, he really hates this one. Let's see how much of this we can get in.
Ex-witch baptizes 200 on the Florida beach. Michael Frost. ChristianHeadlines.com. More than 200 people were baptized along the scenic Florida beach on Easter Sunday as part of a worship service hosted by a revitalist who once dabbled in the occult before she was freed by Christ. Jennifer Weaver, revivalist.
She probably is Jennifer. Go ahead.
A revivalist and senior leader of the core group mentorship organization organized and led the service and with featured communion, singing, and baptisms under the sunny skies of the Clearwater Beach. More than 200 were baptized, according to CBN. Weaver's Instagram account is filled with pictures and videos of the event, showing hundreds of people gathering in the water and on the beach and pier as joy-filled individuals, one by one, are baptized. "We're taking back territory that Satan stole," she wrote on an Instagram. She described the scene as something out of the pages of the Bible or a movie. "It was so surreal to see this massive crowd gather, and mind you, they had to walk through a magic show at the entrance of the pier to get to where we were, and the people were drawn in by the presence of Yahweh to walk away from the magic show and come to the water of baptism, and many watched and cried," she wrote. "This is a movie of God."
Yeah, amen. And so,
this is a move of God, not movie. This is a move of God.
Yeah, amen. But you get that. There's a kicker. He had to walk through the devil
to get to God.
And that is so clarifying, because that's what we have to do every day. To get to Yahweh, you got to walk through the devil. You got to shut your eyes.
Yeah, and she said they even left the magic to go get dunked in the water for the Lord. Yay.
Oh, what?
Yeah, there was people leaving the magic show to come join him in the water.
Yeah, well, amen, amen. You know, so there is a, and this is actually how we describe end time events. You know, it's just, I don't know why a lot of people aren't pointing it out, is that we talked about things are going to get really, 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 really bad, evil, LBGQ, all those things. We get really, really bad, evil. But in the midst of that, we would be winning territory. We would also be doing winning. And so that shows you the spiritual battle. So you got 200 people, or over roughly, or whatever, 200 people being baptized by what? An ex-witch, you know, that saw the truth. And folks, let me tell you what, a lot of times you're going to get more truth from somebody that's just been saved than somebody that has been to a seminary and sits up there in the preach house. You know, because, you know, it's that reality connection, not something that's been taught, something that's been experienced personally. You know what I mean? There was like a meme going around Facebook that said, you don't have to memorize all the scriptures in order to tell somebody how to get saved by Yeshua. We got a Bible, we can look it up, and that's what Bible study's for. But you need to get out there and be the witness, you know. But the more you are the witness, the more you're going to be attacked. And that's, but now I'm praying that you share this program with other people, because that will show you, this should show you what to pray against and what's really going on. So pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help for everything.
I need to make a clarification. It is June 1st we started feeding. It was June 13th we started feeding in the mission that we're in now on Broadway. But when we first started with the ladies in the park from Douglas Street Church, it was June of 2000.
Yeah, and Douglas Street Church, that's where we were at.
Yeah, that's our church that we had on Douglas.
Yeah, amen, amen. But we really do need your help, folks. Be about the Father's business. Yeah, you're going to bring more attacks by Satan the devil. And look, if you aren't getting attacked in one way, shape, or for another, you need to really pray about what you need to do more, because, you know,
you need to do something, because if everything's going along smooth, something ain't right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're not drawing fire from the enemy.
Yeah.
You need to draw fire from the enemy. And anyway.
Just stomp him and crush him.
But you also need to join the battle. You need to join the battle through prayer. Anyway, share our programs. If you don't have any cash that you want to donate or can donate, share us all over the place on social media. Share this specific program. Remember, we've got good things in store for you. And Satan the devil, while he made me lose weight and things, I'm getting my strength back. And as you can hear, I'm able to maintain. Anyway, so tell them again how they can donate.
You can donate online, by Cash App, over the phone, by mail order check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And if you don't wish to help with the poor, then consider a donation for radio, because airtime is not free, and that's what keeps us on the air.
Yeah, and you're listening to radio, so you must, and you repeat people, so, you know, pray about it. You know, you folks out there have been listening to radio for a long time. Pray about making a one-time donation. We really do need your help, and, you know, you're just not throwing it to the fishes. We are really using it for His work, okay? Everything we do is about His work. But remember, there is only one true God. Who is He? He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave His life for repented sins, and He rose after 3 days and 3 nights on the heart of the earth. And through Him, and only through Him, is the way to the Father. And Michael Snyder will be in program 2 today. But,
and remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return. And we're going to have our 19th grandbaby tomorrow at 1:30.
Yeah, amen, amen. We're praying for it to be a boy, but we'll take anything.
We'll let you know.
Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, You would please, please, please bless and keep them, and that Your face would shine upon them, and that You would be gracious to them, Father, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
Y'all be blessed.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.